It's time for the PIAA Single A State Semifinal in high school football between Steele High and South Williamsport. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Fifth Ward Club, Yuri Construction, Steelton Italian Club, Mike Foote Contractors and Sons, Fortney Printing, 230 Cafe, Steelton American Legion Post 420, and Jazzland. Now let's go up to Shamokin with Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, and John Wilsbach. And a pleasant good evening, everyone, from Claysburg, Pennsylvania, north of Bedford. PIAA State Football Playoffs, unlike that open that you heard. This is John Wilsbach with Steve Leedy, and this is actually the first round of the PIAA Playoffs as Bedford is taking on the Steele High Rollers. And we welcome you here to our broadcast tonight in Claysburg, just about 10-15 minutes up the road from the Turnpike north of Bedford, a place where Steele High played last year, Steve, but in single A. This year it's double A taking on Bedford.
Yeah, they took on Northern Bedford here last year. From what I remember, it was a rainy night, and they escaped 21-7. It was a tough Northern Bedford team that they played here. But, again, Steele High now double A, and that's because of the competition formula, which, unfortunately, I have problems with the competition formula because it knocks teams up in classifications based on success and if you have kids come into your district. So a team like Southern Columbia, who is down this year for a change for the first time in a long time, you know, they've been able to be double A for years and years and years and years, but because Steele High had a couple kids come into the district and they won the state title a couple times, they were forced to move up. And unfortunately, it's retrospective. All the good Steele High, what we'll call the good Steele High class of last year, you know, they graduated a lot. And now the program has had to move up to 2A now, and all the players that it's based on are already graduated. So it's kind of a post-dated kind of thing, but here Steele High is, and you know what a great job Andrew Irby and this coaching staff has done with this team. A lot of people didn't think this Steele High team would be too much this year. They certainly had a shot to win 2A in District 3 because there's not that many teams. But they have come on as the season has progressed here, and here they are. They find themselves district champions again for the fifth time in a row, 17th time overall, and here they are in the state playoffs once again in double A this time.
Rollers 10-2 and Bedford 9-3, and Steele High winning that district championship commandingly, 36-7 over Lancaster Catholic. We're going to talk with Andrew Irby, the head coach of the Steele High Rollers, when we come back with more of our pregame show at Steele High and Bedford here in Claysburg when we return with more on WMSS. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. Michael Foote Contractors and Sons is happy to bring you the Steele High game. Michael Foote is a 1979 graduate of Steele High. His company does kitchens, bathrooms, basement remodeling, windows and doors. They also do residential service calls on faucets, hot water heaters, and electrical repairs. That's Michael Foote Contractors and Sons at 717-903-3333. Contractor number 08455. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steele High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223. Back on the pregame show, John Wilsbach with Andrew Irby, head coach for the Steel High Rollers. Coach, no stranger to the PIAA playoffs, and you're back here again to start things off again here in the PIAA playoffs. How's the team been feeling, especially after winning another district championship?
I think we had a good week of practice preparing. Obviously, when you get to this point, both teams are here for a reason. So we'll have our hands full tonight. We want to come out and fight a good fight, and just experience this is new for a lot of guys. But we just want to come out and just continue to fight, continue to work hard.
The big question mark last year was, what's this team going to look like after the Irby boys are gone? And you just picked up where you left off.
Well, a lot of hard work in the offseason. Guys were committed in the offseason. I think we made a lot of progress. We learned a lot this year. We kind of looked at it like every team, 10 games in the regular season is going to be a scrimmage. So we get in our, we get our experience, we go through our lumps, we go together. We wanted to get to this point.
Caesar runs things so nicely out there, but you got so many different guns. So nice to have so many weapons to use.
Absolutely. We have got a lot of guys that you have to prepare for. We have a few guys with a little bit of experience, but it all comes down to the guys up front for us.
Talk a little bit about what Bedford brings. It seems like, I don't want to say a one-trick pony, but Swain is the main guy to take down.
I always say that it seems a lot easy when one guy, but when one guy's running like that, you got some guys up front and some guys that are supporting cast and they play hard defense. I was very impressed with their football team and how hard they played. So we'll have our hands full tonight, but we're looking forward to the contest.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Andrew Irby, head coach for Steel High, back on the pregame show here on WMSS. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the 5th Ward Club of Steelton. They're supporters of the Rollers, and many of the members of the 5th Ward Club are Steel High graduates, former players, and coaches. They're always happy to promote the Steelton and Highspire communities, and they wish the Rollers good luck. That's from your friends at the 5th Ward Club in Steelton. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Welcome back. It's Steel High versus Bedford. Got the first round of the state playoffs for you. Kickoff coming up here after this on WMSS. Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. with a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg. The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President Tom Acri and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Super 91, WMSS, Middletown.
And welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy. Studio producers Audrey Horner and Sam Kostoff. Glad to have you along. High school playoff football, PIAA style here. It's the first round of the states. And double A, Steel High. Now double A. And taking on Bedford here, just north of Bedford, right off of 99 in Claysburg, about 10, 15 minutes north of the Turnpike, and we've got the game for you here on WMSS. Well, we talked to Andrew Irby, Steve, before the game, and, you know, he's confident his team is prepared, they're ready, they're healthy, and we looked at Bedford and really the guy to keep the eye on that you're going to be calling all night, Quincy Swaim.
Yep, and he's the quarterback, and he'll run the ball a lot. This year he ran the ball 246 times, 1,637 yards. He averages just under 7 yards a carry, but he basically is the focal point of this offense, especially on the ground. He will throw it from time to time, 58 for 133, 792 yards, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions on the year through the air, but they really like to just keep it on the ground. Last week, they played their district championship game against Berlin Brothers Valley. His passing stats, 0 for 0 for 0 yards. So it has ran it the whole game, and we know that if Steele High can get ahead here, they can put this Bedford team into an uncomfortable situation. So it's important, I think, for Steele High to get their best foot forward in this game, get up and make the Bison uncomfortable.
And of course, we know the Rollers have a lot of weapons. And Ymir Caesar, the main weapon, running things there in the backfield, a quarterback, 6'2", senior, and he's got so many different guns he uses in this game, and Jim Evans and McCallum and Ross and
Nazir Fuller. He thankfully is back. He missed a couple games this year with the concussion. Angel Luciano, Jordan Miller. Guys in the backfield will be Jerome Ross the third and Jayshon George. They have done really well. And you got to look at the guys that are up front for this Steele High team.
Mm-hmm.
Devon Reed, Samaj Evans, Quan Padgett, Isaiah Garfield, and Samaris Rivers. Those guys up front, you know, they'll play both sides of the ball. Achilles Cole get in there on defense, but
some great size.
Yeah, they got some good size, good muscle here again in a smaller classification, and it's one important thing that Coach Irby told us, and he said everybody is healthy here tonight, and that's such a key thing for these lower classification teams because you don't really have a lot of bodies to go out there.
Similar uniforms. Bedford is blue with the white pants. Steele High, white with the blue pants.
Yep, and the gray helmets.
Gray helmets.
Steele High.
Yeah, white helmets for Bedford. They'll be kicking off from right to left. Fuller and Evans are back for Steele High. We've got had some light rain early. I shouldn't even say that. Just a mist that was out there, and that was it. And Bedford will be kicking from our right to left, and for the call, here's Steve.
All right, Owen Horn will put the boot to it, scoots down the field. It slips on the turf. It'll be picked up. That's going to be picked up by Evans. He'll try to run to the left side, and he'll get caught at the 22, 23-yard line. Maybe that's a little bit of a slick ball because of the very fine mist. I think I can still kind of see it coming down here in Claysburg.
Yeah, and you've got a breeze. It had been a crosswind from the far side to the near side of the field. Looks like it's settled down right now and going against the Rollers just a little bit.
So the Rollers have it on their own 23-yard line. Caesar will take the snap, handoff. Yeah, going up the middle, that is Ward McMullen getting the carry, and he'll go for just 1 yard to the 24.
Yeah, had a few bodies in there. Chase Bauman, one of those. Rollers are going to line up quickly. They're not going to waste any time with the huddling and get lined up and try to keep this Bedford defense off guard.
Yeah, they like to keep things sped up for sure. Evans comes back into the backfield. Here is a give. That is to Evans up the middle, trying to break tackles on the right side. Gets forward to the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 5 for Evans.
Yeah. Jim Evans. Good strength, good power. He was pulling a few guys with him to eke out those few extra yards. Some good strength going up the middle.
Third down and 3. We'll call it at the 30-yard line. So third and 3, Caesar in the gun here. He'll hand it off. Goes right up the middle. That is George, and he's going to spin around and gets the first down at the 35-yard line. Jayshon George's first carry of the game. Good enough to move the sticks for the Rollers.
Yeah, he went up the middle, but wanted to angle to the left, ran into a big pile of players, and did a nice spin move, spinning from his left to right, and now he was able to just shoot him kind of out of that hole a little bit and get the first down.
Winging wide to the right, wide left side. Now they'll shift around, give him slot left side now. Amir Caesar will send Fuller in motion. It's going to be a give underneath up the middle. And it's not going to be much, maybe a yard.
Well, Bedford not fooled that time. Yeah, just the old belly give up the middle. But they put Fuller in motion to the far side and fake to him like a jet sweep. And believe me, he's going to get that jet sweep at some point during this game. But that time, they stayed right with the man right down the pike.
Four plays, four different guys have run the ball for Seal High here on second down and nine. Two running backs in the backfield. He said it's going to be handoff. There it goes to Fuller going left side. Gets around the corner and almost has enough for the first down. Gets out to the 43.
Yeah, he likes that outside running. He likes getting that motion, get that handoff many times, and just take it behind the line and finding his hole to cut or take it to the outside. And nice pick up there for the Rollers.
So five plays. Five different guys have run the football for the Rollers. Showing their diversity, I guess they want to make that statement to a team that's going to run one guy at him all night. Here's snap. It's going to be the quarterback keeper. So make it six plays and six different guys now as Caesar gets the first down into Bedford territory at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, you know, he took that snap. He saw something there around the left tackle, and all of a sudden it just sealed up on him. All he did was just bounce it to his left and went to the outside and picked up enough for the first down.
Okay, so I think every possible skill player that's in there, maybe except for Jordan Miller, has run the football.
Yeah, spread the wealth.
This is play seven. First
yeah,
down and 10.
It's a steady drive that started at the 23.
Here's a handoff. That is up the middle, and that is going to be Ross getting down to the 40-yard line. So that is a pickup of eight.
And a nice job by Jordan Miller, kind of opening up that hole and leading the way for him on that right side. Jordan Miller, 185-pound junior.
They'll line up second down and two wide to both sides. There'll be two running backs in the backfield with Caesar, who's in, we'll call it the pistol. Sends a man in motion, now back the other way, and we've got flags thrown.
I'm not sure if someone else moved beside Jordan Miller, who was going in motion back and forth.
Prior to the snap, false start number three on the offense.
Wow.
It's going to be a 5-yard penalty.
We can hear the referee, Blake.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think that's the first time we've ever heard it that loud either. We've always had issues with some of our places picking up the mic. That's nice.
Second down and seven at the 45-yard line. He'll send Miller in motion. It's going to be a handoff in the backfield. And it's going to be stopped for a short, very short game.
Yeah, and that time they faked Ward McMullen going over to the far side and decided again to try to cram it down their throats. Brings up a third down now and kind of a long six. They're going to line up real tight on this formation.
And three receivers in a bunch to the left side. Now they'll switch over to the left side of the formation. So a lot of guys over to the right. It's going to be Caesar keeping it, looking for the hole, bowling his way forward. And he, now that's going to be Evans out of the Wildcat. And he is going to be close. He's close enough, and he's got the first down.
Yeah, good strength. They just kept everyone in tight, lined up those receivers in a tight bunch. They're going to do it again.
Jim J.J. Evans.
This time, someone moved again too soon. You know, when you're trying to change his counts.
False start, number 52 on the offense. 5-yard penalty, makes first down.
Trying to change those counts and get the guys up there quickly. You know, you've got to be disciplined. That time they caught the left tackle, Pageant.
wholesale subs in and out here for the Rollers. Caesar will be back there at quarterback. He's got Ward McMullen beside him. Two receivers right, two to the left. Now three to the left side. Caesar drops back to throw. Will chuck it. It's caught by Evans. Caught at the 40, the 30. We've got flags flying in, and Evans is going to be run out of bounds at the 18-yard line, but we've got a flag probably for an illegal block.
Yeah, and I get the feeling they're going to call this one on Hernandez. Nice play.
24-yard gain, however.
Steel High, or rather Bedford, had it guarded nicely. They made sure they stayed in front of Caesar, weren't letting him get outside. He ended up just tossing it off. But someone's going to either get the hold or the block in the back here.
Bring the play. Block in the back. Number 16 on the offense.
Yep.
That'll be a spot foul, 10 yards. He's
trying to say 16 there. That's going to be Hernandez.
So it's five, technically it's a five-yard pass to Evans. They're going to lose 10 on the penalty. So it's now first and 15 at the 43. Actually, make that a 10-yard completion because it was first and 15 before. So, effectively, no gain. Here's a push pass. It goes to Fuller, trying to get around the corner, but has to cut back to the middle, and nothing there.
Yeah, good penetration right up the gut by Bedford. You know, they're trying to seal that outside on both sides. They're keeping someone in front and always trying to keep Caesar contained. But you're going with that quick little push pass, which is almost like the jet sweep. Guy just running in front of the quarterback and you're tapping it forward to him, but there was nothing open.
Evans in the backfield behind Caesar. Two receivers right, one to the left.
And look at this drive. Still the first series. We're down to 5:37 here in the first.
And off goes up the middle. That is Evans working forward for a gain of three. So now a third down and 11 it's going to be.
We'll see what call now Andrew Irby wants to go with as they'll all take that look to the sideline. Yeah, they've been trying to shove it right down their throats.
Yeah, but now it's third and 11. Yeah, that's a little different.
A little different.
Do we load up the arm of Yamir Caesar here?
Now they're gonna put everyone on their right side except the far left where they go with George.
Now they're going to shift everybody over to the left side. Caesar will take the snap. He's running left side, trying to get to the edge. Bedford does a good job of stringing it out. He cannot get enough for the first down. So it's going to be fourth down and about seven. They got to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, a great containment again. Bedford staying right with him, going down the line, not allowing him to get around the edge. Brings up the fourth down. Do you do, you know, you go for it here at the 35, or you just do a little pooch punt? Let's see what he does.
I think they're just going to straight go for it.
Or try to draw him offside here first.
Yep, that was the first attempt. Now they'll look back at the sideline, get the adjusted play call.
The marker on the far side says third, but it's a fourth.
Yeah, it's fourth down. I don't know what they have going on there. And a timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. Four minutes left to play in the first quarter. It is Steel High nothing, Bedford nothing. Back after this on the Blue Ray, or on you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Welcome back, Claysburg Kimmel High School Football Stadium. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach. Here, Steel High and Bedford, no score yet. First drive of the game for Steel High has chewed up 8 minutes of the clock here, but it's a fourth down and seven. We have a zebra conference over there on the far side. Maybe they're trying to fix the down marker, figure out the down marker. I do not know. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it now either. Is it broken? Where did it go to?
It's definitely fourth down. We know it's fourth down.
Right.
Do they know it's fourth down?
There it is. It is a little bent, I see. It's broken, yeah. It is broken.
So they're throwing it away.
He's just throwing the bottom half.
Chucking it.
He just chucked the bottom half, and now the down marker is only like 4 foot high.
Yeah, we can't even see it behind the official. So, yeah, now. So fourth down and 7. Caesar takes the snap. They give it to Fuller, trying to get around the edge on the right side, but he is strung out. He is not going to get the first down, and Bedford's defense is going to hold here as they'll take over on their own 34-yard line.
Yeah, no one was fooled on that by Bedford, especially Owen Tedrow, the 6'3", 200-pound senior. He just waited on that near side, just waited for the end around there, and just finally just grabbed him. Was one of those who gets credited with the tackle. So give Bedford credit, little bend, but don't break. But a lot of time used up there by the Rollers.
So Quincy Swaim is the quarterback, running back, dual threat guy.
He's the all-purpose guy.
Trey Knave is in the backfield with him. A bunch of guys shift around. Now three receivers to the right side. Swaim will see the ball snap all over his head. He kicks it back, picks it up at the 16-yard line. Now comes up the sideline, gets almost to the line of scrimmage before he's tackled at the 32-yard line. He only lost 2 yards in all of that.
That's amazing because he did break a few tackles there and made guys commit errors at tackling him, but the final was a kind of a Malachi crunch where he just got drilled there near the 32. And he, made that exciting.
That could have been really disastrous for the Bison there. So second down and 12. Again, the net loss on the play. Only 2 yards. Four wide set. Now they'll shift around and line up with a tight end and trips to the right side. Swaim will take the snap. This time it's right to him. Trying to go up the middle, and he is met right at the line of scrimmage, trying to fight forward. They finally have to pick him up and throw him down to the ground. Gain of 2.
He's got some great strength. But, yes, it was finally Ward McCullum who had to pick him up just so his feet weren't touching the ground anymore and pulling everyone with him. And he was even getting a little help out there from Rivers to stop him. He's got some great strength, and just another reason why I had over 1,600 rushing yards this season.
5'10", 180-pound senior is Quincy Swaim.
Yeah, he's a beast.
But yeah, he definitely has shown the strength and the quickness on the first two plays, but they've gone nowhere. It's third down and 10. Swaim will roll out. He's looking to pass now. Cuts back. He has a lot of room. 35, 40, and will be tackled at the 42-yard line, 3 yards shy of the first down. So I think decision time for Bedford. I think it's too early in the game here.
He did a nice cutback coming back, but a great job by Fuller and Luciano to come up out of that defensive secondary and make sure that he didn't get much further.
Yeah, it's fourth and 2. They will bring in the punter. That's Owen Tedrow.
No one back, though.
Snap, I'll steal high plant. Wow, that was a great punt. A spiral, it just knocks onto the turf, and it's escorted out of bounds at the 10, 11-yard line.
Yeah, Evans was playing kind of like a deep safety, and as the punt went off, he then ran back, and as it kept bouncing down along the near sideline, he didn't even want to return it. He just finally just pushed it out of bounds. But we're scoreless. A lot of that first quarter used up by Steel High. Now the Rollers will get their second opportunity offensively in this scoreless game, starting from their own 11.
So second possession of the game for Steel High. They had a long drive on their first possession and got the Bison 3-and-out. So here's drive number 2 for the Rollers. Come here, Caesar in that pistol with 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Here's the snap. There is a handoff. That is up the middle, and there's some room. 20, 25, and out to the 30-yard line. That is Jerome Ross, the third.
Nice hole for Ross, opened up over on that left side. He was able to take advantage of Padgett getting things opened up for him and took advantage of it.
That is a gain of 18 yards for Ross. There's the snap and handoff again. This goes to Ross one more time, and he will be stopped after a short gain on the right side.
Yeah, Owen Horn was down on the carpet but still able to just hold on to his lower leg, not let go and wait for the help.
So they will have to run one more play here in the quarter. Well, Steel High wants to keep things up tempo anyway as they're lining up quick. Call it second and seven, football at the 32-yard line of Steel High. Again, we're scoreless, approaching the end of the first quarter. Directing players around is Caesar. Wing in slot left, slot right. Here's going to be Caesar keeping it, faking the handoff and going up the middle and runs into a brick wall and tries to reach the ball forward. Gets maybe an extra half yard out to the 34, but that takes us to the end of the first quarter. So we will step out our score after one. It is Steel High nothing, Bedford nothing. Back with the second quarter after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Michael Foot Contractors and Sons is happy to bring you the Steel High game. Michael Foot is a 1979 graduate of Steel High. His company does kitchens, bathrooms, basement remodeling, windows and doors. They also do residential service calls on faucets, hot water heaters, and electrical repairs. That's Michael Foot Contractors and Sons at 717-903-3333. Contractor number 08455. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Back at Claysburg Kimmel High School, Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach. First quarter in the books here, Steel High and Bedford. Nothing accomplished on the scoreboard. Rollers have a third down and five here at their own 34-yard line to start the second quarter.
We're glad you're able to join us. Check out our Facebook page. We're going to get a highlight or two for you here tonight on WMSS 91.1 FM Facebook.
Rollers shift into a stack on both sides. So two receivers line up, one line up right in front of the other on both sides. But instead, it's just going to be Caesar keeping it himself, trying to get to the outside. Gets there, gets the sideline, has the first down, and going to be knocked out of bounds. Where are they going to call him out? Right at midfield? Nope, at the Bedford 49-yard line.
Got a lot of help that time from Isaiah Garfield, the right guard, able to get over to that right side and stay on a man and allow that outside lane for him to get to.
Gain of 17 for Yamir Caesar. Handoff will go to Ward McMullen on first down, trying to go to the right side, and he'll get up to the 43-yard line for a gain of six.
When we talk about Swaim as a quarterback for Bedford, and he's also out there defensively in on the tackle.
Yeah, you'll see that on both sides of the ball here. And off on second down and four. That is going to be Ross trying to fight through. Somebody had him by the ankle, and finally it was stopped. It's good enough for the first down over the 37-yard line. It was a gain of six.
Yeah, Ross, he gave Chase Bauman, 5'7", 145-pound senior, a little bit of a ride along the turf, give him a little turf burn.
Ross back there as the running back once again. They have a couple extra blockers to the left side, wideouts to both sides. Let me hand off again to Ross up the middle, but Bedford does a nice job of shutting that down. only a gain of a yard.
You know, we're so used to over the years seeing that wide open offense of Steel High, but so far here in this game, Andrew Irby keeping it tight, keeping it, you know, just going right down the throat of Bedford and trying to loosen up that interior before he does anything.
Hey, Amir Caesar really hasn't put the arm into this game yet. He's had one little dump out in the flat and one push pass. Those are the only two times he's aired it out here. Second down and 9. Gonna have Ward McMullen in the backfield. Yamir Caesar going to look downfield now. Now he's looking to chuck it downfield, and it's picked off. We've got a flag thrown right as it's picked off.
And Bowman is the one who intercepted.
Chase Bowman, his first interception of the season, if it stands. This is right when that ball was thrown, the flag when it was intercepted is when the flag came out. So,
he was looking for Fuller, wasn't he, down there right side? I didn't see any holding or anything.
Take play. Ineligible downfield, number 75.
That's why.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Ineligible receiver downfield, so the interception stands. And the Bison take over the football at the 25-yard line with 10:19 to go in the second quarter here in a scoreless game.
And as you can tell, we are in the press box on the Bedford side of the field.
So Swain back out there at quarterback. They've got a 4-wide look. Now they'll line up with 3 receivers over to the right side and a tight end that way. Pretty wide splits on the offensive line as Swain gets the snap and will carry, push the ball forward to the 29-yard line, give him 4 on the carry.
Needed a few Steel High bodies in there to help him make that stop. Randy Anderson and Anel Lucina trying to tie things up enough, but again, Swaim still able to grind out a few yards.
2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Nave in the backfield. Now they'll shift around. We'll have 3 receivers right side and a tight end on the left side. Swain will take the snap, running to the left. Gets around the corner, has the first down, and Moore trying to tiptoe down the sideline, and he just couldn't keep his balance. He goes out of bounds. Steel High would have caught him, but all the way into roller territory had he not lost his balance there. But he's out at the 46-yard line. That's a nice run of 17 yards for Swain.
Yeah, and he was getting some nice blocking by Bryce Wirtz, the 5'9 junior on that left side. Gave him just enough room tying up the linebacker to let him tiptoe down that sideline.
Bedford, 5 offensive plays, 5 runs for Quincy Swain. No surprise here. Wing and slot right, wide left, 1st and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Here's Swain getting it, and he is in trouble in the backfield, and he will go down for a loss of 2 back to the 44.
Yeah, Luciano right there on him, not allowing him to get free. I think it was James Evans then, able to finally finish him off. So make it a little loss back to the 44 here in this second quarter, scoreless here in Claysburg. Wind has calmed down a little bit, but still going right to left against Bedford here in the second quarter.
I don't think the wind's going to matter too much the way these two teams are playing right now.
Right. Yeah, no one's throwing.
And the long ball we've had has been picked. And we've got a couple people moved across the line for Steel High, but I think they were drawn.
I'm not sure. Cole was one of those who jumped for the rollers. Officials are going to talk about it. Were they drawn off? That's the question.
They're having the Zebra Conference talking about it here with 8:46 to go in the second quarter, scoreless here.
I'm just curious why the line judges weren't in on this initially, because they're the ones who are watching straight down that line. They're looking. They can see who moves, who doesn't move.
Are they rock, paper, scissoring it? I mean, I don't know what they're doing here.
Pattern of the snap, encroachment on the defense, number 52.
So they're going to call it against the rollers.
Down.
We called that on Padgett. So a break there for Bedford. Moves it to midfield. By the way, we're back on the air tomorrow afternoon. Lebanon Valley College hosting Albright, 12:45 airtime here on WMSS.
So we'll call it 2nd and 6. Ball at midfield here for the Bison. They've got 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Swaim will take the snap, going up the middle, trying to get to the outside, can't do so. Steele High doing a nice job defensively, clogging that up, and no gain on the play.
Yeah, and you've got to give credit to the Steele High defense. Probably something that Swaim has not seen this season is the speed of a high school team like Steele High. Rollers always bring it great speed, able to get to the holes quickly. You know, when someone gets open, someone's catching them. You've got that great speed by the Steele High Rollers, and Swaim has not seen a team like them defensively.
And Steele High basically puts 5 down linemen down. So they have 2 linebackers, and 5 down linemen is how they line up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's strength on strength up front. There's a quick snap, and it's going to be a pass this time. It's caught by Koontz, and it's a first down at the 39 of Steele High.
Yeah, it kind of started on the slant route and then just kind of stopped there in the flats and was open and then took it back to the outside. You know, you keep peppering a team with the run, and you're focusing on stopping a quarterback who you know is going to keep the football most of the time, but every now and then you've got to be prepared for that quick, hey, he's going to pass it.
That's A.J. Koontz for 12 yards and the first attempted pass and completed pass for Bedford here tonight. First and 10 at the Steele High 38-yard line. 2 receivers left.
They've got Taylor with it.
Here is a handoff. That is to Swaim, and he'll go close to a first down.
They ran Swaim out of that jet sweep package, and used a different quarterback. So that's where they used the freshman Gabe Taylor. They put him back there. That way Swaim, you know, are they going to give it to him or not? They just put him in motion this time.
This time, Swaim will be back in there as quarterback. 2 receivers to the right. Nave in the backfield with Swaim on 2nd down and 1 yard. It's going to be a handoff. Nave will get it. Fighting forward. He's got the first down. He's pushed forward for a couple yards. Down to the 25-yard line. Give him 4 on the first carry of the game for Trent Nave.
Yeah, he just kind of turned himself a little sideways there, and Rivers had him, the senior, 305 pounds, 6'1", and just turning that body a little sideways, and Rivers just kind of went with the flow and just kind of moved him forward, helped him out on the tackle.
First down and 10 for Bedford at the 25 of Steele High. 3 receivers to the right. Swaim with Nave to his right, rolling to the right. He'll run 20. 15 breaks a tackle at the 10, and he's going to be tackled at the 3-yard line.
Got a good block around that right side by Owen Horn. And Horn just kind of sealed the outside, gave him a chance to cut to the inside of him. And
2 yards.
Man, great speed once he got through that little outside hole to turn it on.
First and goal at the 3, looking for the first points of the game for either side here. Just over 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Swaim, I have 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. It's going to be a handoff to Nave, trying to go back to the right side, and he is spun down at about the 2, it looks like.
Yeah, Cole, not going to have anything to do with that. 6-foot sophomore, able to get right on him, get him right around the waist and take him down. They'll mark it right on the 2. But again, look at these drives we've had in this game and how long and how much time it's taken off the clock.
Yeah, I mean, it's just now 7:30.
Yeah, scoreless first half.
And we're 4.5 minutes from halftime. Here's Swaim in the gun with Nave to his left this time. Swaim just going to keep it, bowling up the middle, and he will push his way into the end zone for the game's first points, and Bedford leads Steele High 6-0.
2-yard touchdown run. Nice long drive put together there by Bedford. helped by a penalty. And just Swain doing it and just kind of mixing it up a couple times, a couple little odd plays. But, yeah, this is the guy we talked about coming into it, Quincy Swain, the senior.
Owen Horn to kick the extra point. He's 24 of 31 on the season. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is away, and it is good. We'll take timeout. 4:25 left to play in the first half. It is Bedford 7, Steel High nothing. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the 5th Ward Club of Steelton. They're supporters of the Rollers, and many of the members of the 5th Ward Club are Steel High graduates, former players, and coaches. They're always happy to promote the Steelton and Highspire communities, and they wish the Rollers good luck. That's from your friends, the 5th Ward Club in Steelton. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Now, the Bison were 3 and out on their first drive of the evening, but the second time it was a 10-play, 75-yard drive. Took 5 minutes, 54 seconds off the clock. And their do-it-all man, Quincy Swain, carries it in from 2 yards out, and Bedford gets the first score in this game. It is 7-0 Bedford. Here's a squibber. It's going to get past Fuller. He's going to have to run back. He picks it up at the 6-yard line. Back inside the 10. And he is going to be tackled way back at the 7-yard line.
Squibber caught him off guard by the time he was able to pick it up. Having a hard time doing that. Bedford, great coverage down the field. Now the Rollers pinned way deep. Going to have to break out a little bit of the conservative play calling now, Steve. I think just open it up a little bit more.
Looks like it's going to be Ross in the backfield here with Caesar. Two receivers stacked up left, one to the right. And they're going to bring Evans back into the backfield behind Caesar. There's the snap. Evans going to get the give, trying to go to the right, and gets strung out, not much.
Not much at all. In fact, Hale over on that far side, able to cut him down. It looked like Ross was even confused at what his duty was going to be that time. He went left and didn't even have anyone to block when the play went actually to the right side.
Second down and 9. Clock under 4 minutes here in a quickly moving first half for sure. Steel High is directing traffic around here.
But over the years, we've always seen the Steel High team, if they get behind, they don't panic. They'll take it to the fourth, they'll wear you down, and then they turn it on. So no need to panic here, but they just seem a little discombobulated right now calling a timeout.
Yep, timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 3:31 left to play in the first half. It is Bedford 7, Steel High nothing. Back after this. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. with a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Second down and 9 for the Rollers here at their own 8-yard line with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Down 7-0. Caesar will take the snap. Handoff up the middle. That's Deshaun George. He'll get to the 13-yard line. That's a gain of a few, but it'll be third down and about 4.
It wasn't much open on that right side. Tried running behind Padgett, who was sealing to the outside. Ken Bedford doing a nice job, and it's been mostly clogging up that inside thus far in the first half.
They're down at 5. Caesar drops the snap, picks it up. He's going to run. He's at the 10, the 15, trying to get to the outside, and he is going to be about a yard short, it looked like, for the first down. So they're going to mark him out right on the 5th. No, actually, they're going to mark him out at the 14-yard line, so he's a few yards short. So they will definitely have to punt here. That was almost disaster because the ball was on the turf.
Yeah, A.J. Koontz and Carson Lynch, they were just waiting out there on the outside, waiting for him to come around. Of course, he lost a second or two picking up the football. So, you know, a great job by this Bedford defense. But this is interesting because Steele High is not showing that they want to punt here. Unless he does a pooch punt.
Maybe they're trying to draw him. Maybe it is a pooch. Nope. It's going to be keeping it himself. Caesar up the middle, and he's going to be stopped at the 15. And it's going to be turned over on downs here at the Steele High 15-yard line.
Wow. You're going for it on fourth and a few at your own 14-yard line. And you only get a yard out of it. And now Bedford takes over at the 15 of Steele High. I am shocked by that call.
Yeah. You just had to punt it away there.
Yeah. You get rid of it.
I expected them just to try to draw them off sides and then call timeout
right.
And then send the punt team in.
Now the defense has their hands full.
Yep. Here's Swaim, and he is going to be tackled in the backfield.
Yeah, and a great job by Cole getting in back there immediately on him, not allowing him to break loose. Now you need the defense to step it up here. Your offense gives up that football onto the 15-yard line. Now you've got to make a stop.
Second and 14. Football at the Steele High 19-yard line. Bedford leading 7-0 here with 2:22 and counting here in the second quarter. Three receivers left, or right up to the right. They're going to get Steele High to jump here on the hard count.
Yeah, hard count. Bunch of them jumped. Very strong on that offensive line.
On the defense, number 50.
Bedford State discipline.
5-yard penalty, remains second down.
I see no penalties for Bedford so far. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. No penalties for Bedford.
Yeah, getting down to 2 minutes left here and a half. Still 7-0 Bedford.
Second down and 9. Football at the 14 of Steele High. Bedford looking to add to their 7-0 lead. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Swaim takes the snap, looking to throw, looks for the slant, and it's incomplete. He threw it too far in front of Owen Tedrow, the intended receiver.
Yeah, I think he felt a little pressure, got rid of it too soon, a little too far out there. Good coverage by Caesar on that as well.
Well, it was open. The slant was open. He got inside Caesar. The ball was just way in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So 1:45, clock is stopped after the incomplete pass. Third down and 9 for Bedford.
That's where he tries 14. To catch it. He tries to catch it. He runs, and every now and then tries to chuck one.
Three receivers right. Swaim with Knave in the backfield. Swaim going to keep it, and he is going to be met and brought down again. Achilles Cole was there again for the Rollers.
Yeah, and also got a little help from Devon Reed. But that snap came back to him a little slow. Kind of lagged a little bit. Took him that extra half second to wait for it.
I think we might see Owen Horn here. They're going to let the time wind down and call timeout. And I think Horn's got the leg. He's kicked a 45-yarder this year. So,
and his extra point looks solid.
Yeah,
an
extra point looked good. I mean, if I'm Coach Kevin Steele, I'm going to take a crack here at going up by two scores in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the timeout. We'll step out. 55 seconds left in the first half here. It is Bedford 7, Steele High nothing. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. On behalf of the President Tom Acri and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Welcome back. We're at Claysburg Kimmel High School. Steve Leedy and John Wilsbach here with 55 seconds left to go in the first half. 7-0 Bison, and they have a 4th and 10, and as I thought.
I see Horn out there.
Yep,
he's going to go. Yeah, 32-yard attempt from the far hash.
Yep, you take the points if they're given to you. And I mean, it's a little bit of a. Little bit of an attempt here. 32
light,
out.
Light breeze against him.
Swaim is the holder, so you always have to be cognizant of that. Here it is. 32-yard attempt. Snap. The hold is down. The kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good. So we'll take timeout again. 50 seconds left in the first half. It is Bedford 10, Steele High nothing. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Welcome back to Claysburg Kimmel High School Football Stadium. 10-0 in favor of the Bison of Bedford. And they will be kicking off to the Rollers here with 50 seconds left in the first half. Bedford will get the football to start the second half. So the Bison have to feel pretty good how this first half has gone so far.
Yeah, and, you know, the Rollers, again, dynamite at times when it comes to breaking that big play. See if they can get one right here.
Here's the kickoff, and it bounces off of one of the up men and right back into the hands of Bedford's Christian Stallman.
It hit Padgett, Steve.
Yeah.
He just drilled it low.
Yeah, that was – I always wondered if teams actually practice that or try that. Because that just slammed right off of Padgett and bounced right back, and it was a great catch on the ricochet by Stallman. That was bang, 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 and Bedford's got possession of the football here with 47 seconds left in the half. We'll see what Swaim can do here from his own 47-yard line.
They've got another chance to put some on.
A low snap pass out. That is caught by Tedro, and he is going to be tackled after a gain of 5.
Yeah, shoestring tackle. Great job there by Jim Evans to get him. Or he was going down the sideline. So quickly line up on the 48 of Steele High. Clock counting at 27.
Back to pass. He'll throw it, and it's going to be almost intercepted. It went through the hands of Horn, and then almost picked off on the backside there by the Rollers. Incomplete.
Yeah, I've never seen an onside kick like that just come flying right back to
a
player after drilling it.
I've seen a player get a player on the up line get drilled with it,
right.
But never banging straight back and even caught.
Like the old pitch back when you're a kid, you throw the ball, right back it comes.
They're down and five at the Steel High 48-yard line, 22 seconds on the clock. Swaim has to go way deep in the backfield. Now he's going to run, and at midfield, just chucks it downfield. He puts it up for grabs. It's caught by Taylor. He's going down the sideline. He's going to be tackled short of the goal line. Lost the football, but they're going to say he's down at the 9-yard line.
And with 9 seconds to go, how did he even get rid of that football before going out?
It's down to the four.
Under pressure, rolling to the right, and just chucked it.
Gain of 44 yards on the play, down to the 4-yard line. Bedford has taken a timeout here, but man, that was a.
It was Anderson who was just hanging down there, waiting for it around the 25.
That was Gabe Taylor.
Taylor.
But yeah, that was just a great heads up play by Swaim, because he had a hand on him and he was about to be ridden out of bounds, and he just chucked it, and good communication, I guess, ESP maybe with Taylor, just to keep going long, and he got behind the Steel High defenders, and a big play here.
But he stopped. He was just standing there. It's not like he kept running down the sideline. He was just waiting for it, and they lost him. They let him go. He got behind everyone, and wow. Big defensive mistake there by the Rollers.
Now 9 seconds left in the half, and Bedford's going to have it at the 4-yard line. I think they have one. Yeah, they have one timeout left. They do have that on the scoreboard here. So technically, you can run it with Swaim twice.
Yeah, or you can try one quick pass.
Yeah, they've got a timeout in the pocket, so
right.
It doesn't matter what they do. So the playbook's open here for Bedford from the 4-yard line of Steel High. Three receivers left side. Nave is in the backfield to the right side with Swaim. Swaim takes the snap, heading to the right and into the end zone. 4-yard touchdown run for Quincy Swaim, his second of the night, and Bedford leads here 16-0.
Yeah, Treg Nave was the lead man on that right side, and he just made the hole and let him follow him, and in he goes, no problem for the touchdown.
So the final minute of the half, unkind here to the Rollers. I should say the final about 2.5 minutes. As they saw a 7-0 deficit turn into a 17-0 deficit as Horn puts the extra point through. So we'll just keep it here with 6 seconds left in the half. And, man, how things just fell apart for Steel High. Fourth down and three at their own 14-yard line. They go for it, stop short field. Really, the defense comes up big and doesn't let Bedford go anywhere. They kick the field goal, but then the kick, again, drilled right off of one of the up men and back into the hands of Bedford. And then a great heads-up play, throwing the ball downfield by Swaim with hands on him, almost stepping out of bounds when he threw it, and gets it to Taylor, who was behind the defenders, and sets up a 4-yard touchdown run, and all of a sudden it's 17-0 in favor of Bedford. And again, Bedford's going to get the football to start the second half.
Well, the Rollers are going to have to go in at halftime here, regroup. Offensively, we saw them take that first drive and move it down the field, take a lot of time off the clock, but they ended up getting nothing out of it.
So here's Horn to boot it away, and this is just going to be a squibber down the middle. This one will finally be picked up by Fuller. He'll go to the right side trying to get to the edge, and he will be strung out and tackled at the 30-yard line, but that will take us to halftime. So we'll take timeout. Our score at the half, it is Bedford 17, Steel High nothing. Back with a halftime show here. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Michael Foot Contractors and Sons is happy to bring you the Steel High game. Michael Foot is a 1979 graduate of Steel High. His company does kitchens, bathrooms, basement remodeling, windows and doors. They also do residential service calls on faucets, hot water heaters, and electrical repairs. That's Michael Foot Contractors and Sons at 717-903-3333. Contractor number 08455. The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel Hunt on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the 5th Ward Club of Steelton. They're supporters of the Rollers, and many of the members of the 5th Ward Club are Steel High graduates, former players, and coaches. They're always happy to promote the Steelton and High Spire communities, and they wish the Rollers good luck. That's from your friends at the 5th Ward Club in Steelton.
Welcome back, Claysburg Kimmel High School football field. Steve Levy, John Wilsbach here at halftime. Where I mean, I don't know that we're stunned that Bedford is ahead in this game, but I think we're stunned as what happened the last 3 minutes of the first half.
Good evening, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. Just I don't know if it's just letting the guard down or just not getting the right breaks, but the fact that Bedford was able to bring it down, get that score, capitalize on Steel High going for it on fourth down in their own 15, which kind of shocked us, and then capitalizing on the turnover to get points off of that. Even when Swain looks like he's going out of bounds or going to be sacked and is able to just kind of toss it up and get his team down to the four-yard line and able to finish it off from there. Just some big breaks and some good play calling at the end here by Bedford in this first half. And again, Rollers have got to go in and say, you know what, let's open it up. We've got to turn up the juice a little bit more, because we're not seeing that same Steel High team we normally see in these situations.
Now you look at this Bedford team. Last year, they were only 3-7 on the season. But before that, they really did have a pretty good run. 2019, 2020, 2021, they won the District 5 title each year. They lost in the playoffs in 2020 to the eventual state champion Central Valley, 49-20 in the Final Four, I believe that was that year. Lost to Martinsburg Central 20-14 in the playoffs, so that was a tight one in 2021. But coach is Kevin Steele. He has been around since 2011 for this Bedford team, so they've seen success in their football program, and they've been in the state playoffs before, so they are no stranger to it. But and this Steel High team, yes, they are the defending state champions for a couple years now, but a lot of that team is now gone. This is a new team, so now you're really going to test the mettle of this team here. Down 17-0 in a state playoff game. It's win or go home. So we'll see what kind of rabbits are in the hat here for Coach Andrew Irby here at halftime.
Keeping an eye on some of the other playoff games, we'll run down all the scores that we have here at halftime. But keeping an eye on that 5A semifinal, Bishop McDevitt leading Mechanicsburg 20-14 right now. And Mechanicsburg late in the second quarter with the ball and trying to get themselves back into another scoring position. We want to thank our sponsors for this game. We'll mention them throughout the rest of the broadcast, but of course our good friend Don Bowers at Jazzland, long time Steel High Roller. He loves his Rollers, has always supported them, and Don's been with us for so many years here on WMSS. Jazzland up there off Walnut Street in Harrisburg. And also Lisa and the fine folks at the American Legion Post 420 Thanks to them. They're always with us. We'll mention some more here coming up at halftime.
We do have a couple scores to pass along, not football scores, but some District 3 in the PIAA Soccer Championships. Lower Dauphin was in the 3A Girls Championship. They lost to Strathaven, so a silver soccer ball for the Lady Falcons. And Lancaster Mennonite is your single-A boys state champions. They beat Bentworth here this afternoon by a score of 1-0. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll run over the halftime statistics, and we'll see if we can scrounge up any other scores from around District 3, and we'll look for the game that opposes this one in the state football brackets, that being Troy and Warrior Run up at Mansfield University. Again, our score here at halftime at Claysburg Kimmel High School, it is Bedford 17, Steele High, nothing. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steele High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. with a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife. And the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Super 91. WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back. We're at halftime. John Wilsbach alongside Steve Leedy, Sam Kostoff, our studio producer. Glad to have you along for Steele High playoff football here on WMSS. Thanks to some of our other sponsors out there. Our friend Jamie Deibler and the fine folks down at the 5th Ward Republican Club there in Steelton. They just go by the 5th Ward Club now, but great folks down there helping us out. Also, our good friend Michael Foote and his sons, contractors. Thanks to Michael Foote helping us here on WMSS and Steele High football. And our good friends down at the 230 Cafe in Highspire, Nate and Shelby, the Wrights brothers. They make food rights at the 230 Cafe. And we've got some more to mention along the way here. But again, you know, these are the sponsors, folks. That, you know, you can't make the game all the way out here in north of Bedford in Claysburg. And normally we wouldn't make it either unless we had these folks supporting us and bringing you roller football here on WMSS, so make sure you thank them when you get the chance, or patronize them and their businesses or establishments for helping us put the rollers on WMSS. Well, let's check what we have here, Steve. You want to run down the halftime stats first?
All right, yeah, we'll look at the halftime statistics first for Steele High. Leading rusher in the first half was Jerome Ross, the third, 6 carries, 37 yards. Yamir Caesar from the quarterback position, 6 carries for 34 yards. It was Jim Evans, 4 for 17. Jayshon George, 3 for 10. Nazir Fuller, 2 for 8. And Sean Ward McMullen, 2 for 7. Receiving the football, Evans caught one pass for 10 yards. Fuller, one pass for 1 yard. Caesar throwing the football, 2 for 3 for 11 yards, but did have that interception there in the second quarter. Team totals for the Rollers on the ground, 23 carries, 113 yards, 11 through the air, and it was 124 yards of total offense for Steel High. The other way for the Bison of Bedford, Quincy Swaim, the quarterback, 59 yards on 13 carries, has the game's 2 touchdowns. Trey Knave, 2 for 5 on the ground. Receiving, Gabe Taylor with that 44-yard catch there to set up the last touchdown in the first half. A.J. Koontz, 1 for 12. Owen Tedrow, 1 for 5. Swaim, 3 for 5, passing for 61 yards. Team totals for Bedford, 15 carries on the ground for 64 yards, 61 yards through the air, 125 yards of total offense for the Bison here. So on the stat sheet, it's close. It's 125 yards to 124 yards, but on the scoreboard, it is 17-0 in favor of the Bisons. And here's the scoring recap. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Swaim, a 2-yard touchdown run on a 10-play, 75-yard drive to 5 minutes 54 seconds off the clock. And it was 7-0 Bedford. Then Steel High got the football late in the second quarter, and it went to a 4th-and-3 on their own 14-yard line. They ended up going for it. Caesar trying to run up the middle to get it. Does not get it, and turn the ball over on downs. Bedford then runs. He plays, goes nowhere, but Owen Horn comes in and connects on a 32-yard field goal. That made it 10-0 at that point. Then the kickoff after the field goal, it was drilled right into one of the up men, and that was Padgett it went off of, and it just ricocheted straight back, and it was caught by one of the Bedford players. So it was effectively an onside kick, and then on a scramble heads-up play by Swaim, heading out of bounds with an arm draped on him, he just lofted the ball downfield and hit his receiver Gabe Taylor, took it down to the 4-yard line. Very next play, Swaim took it in himself. And shockingly here, again, not shocking that Bedford necessarily has the lead in this game, but just shocking how the last 2.5 minutes of this first half went down. And Bedford has a 17-0 lead, and they're going to get the football here to start the second
half. Yeah, it has not played out Steel High's way thus far in this game. And here at halftime, we've got some rain now starting to come down and blowing as well. So that could change things a little bit in the second half and how things are played. So we'll see what happens there. We want to remind you we've got college football for you tomorrow afternoon. Final game of the regular season, Lebanon Valley College hosting Albright, 12:45 airtime, 1 o'clock with the kickoff, and you can listen here on WNSS, or you can watch on GoDutchman.com, LVC TV. Steve and I will be calling that one. And if you are a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, this coming Wednesday at the Capital Area Chapter PA Sports Hall of Fame bi-monthly dinner at the Middletown Moose, former Hershey quarterback, Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, Scott Campbell will be the guest speaker. If you recall, Scott, back in the day playing for the Steelers, came from Purdue University. He'll be the speaker on Wednesday night. 6:30 is the dinner. And then the speaker, if you're interested in attending that, the Middletown Moose, you can call their reservation line for the Hall of Fame. That's 717-939-3006. It's $15 there. You get yourself a nice meatloaf dinner. And here's Scott Campbell, former Hershey product from the Steelers. We're at halftime. Our score, Bedford 17, Steel High nothing. Back with more in the second half here on Steel High Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club. Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422. Michael Foote Contractors & Sons is happy to bring you the Steel High game. Michael Foote is a 1979 graduate of Steel High. His company does kitchens, bathrooms, basement remodeling, windows and doors. They also do residential service calls on faucets, hot water heaters, and electrical repairs. That's Michael Foote Contractors & Sons at 717-903-3333. Contractor number 08455.
Well, we are back at halftime here in Claysburg, north of the Turnpike, north of Bedford. John Wilsbach with Steve Leedy, 17-0. Bedford right now in control of this contest, but still a lot of football to be played, and there's a lot of other games being played tonight in playoff football, and Steve has got your rundown for you.
All right, first we'll go to the game opposite this one in 2A. Troy, the number one ranked team in the state in 2A, they are winning tonight against Warrior Run, 18-7. They've had some gaudy numbers on the scoreboard over the second half of the season for sure. They've only got 18 on the board. It's 18-7. That game being played up at Mansfield University. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game probably up their way somewhere next week in the quarterfinals. 3A District 3 Championship. Trinity leading Bermudian Spring. That's late second quarter. We have 14-7 in favor of Trinity. 4A, we have the District 3 semifinals underway. Lampeter Strasburg leading Twin Valley 21-7. They already beat Twin Valley once this year. And the winner of that game will play the winner of West York at Wyomissing. No lights at Wyomissing, so they play that game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 5A, Exeter leads unbeaten Conestoga Valley 21-7 at halftime. And at Frederick Field Mechanicsburg, Bishop McDevitt leads unbeaten Mechanicsburg 20-14. So kind of the same script there as both unbeaten teams at home find themselves down. 6A, we have Harrisburg leading at Manheim Township 21-14. And then the same score with Wilson leading at home over Central York 21-14. In single A, the District 3 champion is the Lone Catholic. They're in a first-round PIAA game. That is tomorrow down in Germantown. They will play Belmont Charter, the District 12 champion.
And some other games we saw, Juniata was beating Shamokin.
Yeah, and Shamokin's unbeaten, aren't they? I think they're undefeated on the year.
And the Little Lions of State College, whoever they are playing, they're beating the snot out of them.
Like 56 to something. That's going to be some also ran 6A in District 6. So, yeah, right. It's no surprise there. But
well, this is a surprise because, again, the Rollers were, you know, they were controlling the ball in this game, but they weren't making giant games. We haven't seen any big plays out of the Rollers, and that's something they're going to need here in the second half. They're going to need a couple of those big plays that we've gotten so accustomed to over the years from them. We're also going to see the defense. We've got to see the defense come up with a big play as well, and that they have not yet done because Swain does such a great job at controlling the ball, handling it, not turning it over, and finding guys who are just picking up the rushing yardage. So with the rain coming down now, a light rain here at Claysburg, you know, that could make things a little more slick on that football, and who knows what could happen in that situation.
Yeah, and I know I talked about it before the game. I said that Steele High wants to get out with their best foot forward, get a lead in this game to make Bedford uncomfortable. Well, the exact opposite has happened here.
Yeah.
Bedford is going to be the comfortable team with a 17-0 lead. They're just going to let their quarterback swing, just run the ball and pick up first downs and chew up the clock. It's Steele High. And, you know, if we talked about it before the game, which team can more easily come back from a 17 or a three-score deficit? We would say Steele High pretty much every time because of the style of play that Bedford has. So Steele High is going to have to bring that here in the second half. They're going to have to score. They're going to have to score quickly. They're going to have to score at least three times if they want to win this game here down 17-0.
We also want to thank some of our sponsors for bringing you this game here tonight. Our friends at Fortney Printing. Fred, Sharon, Karen, all the gang down there at Fortney Printing. They're with us every year. They do such a great job. They're your mom and pop shop with printing. And thanks so much to the Fortneys and to everyone down there for their annual support of WMSS. Another longtime sponsor for us, the Furies. Dan Fury, Don Fury, Fury Construction. Thanks to them helping us out. They're always with us. And another one that's always with us is the Steelton Italian Club. Good friend Tom Ackery down there. Tom, always with us. And for years there, it was Joe before he passed on. But, you know, they do such a nice job down there in Steelton. It's all about community there with the Steelton and Highspire organizations and the ones that we've been talking about. So thanks again to all of our sponsors. Make sure you thank them for bringing this game to you. So the wind is again picked back up a little bit. A little bit from our right to left. A little bit of a crosswind. Light rain coming down. And Steele High has to kick off to start this second half. Down 17-0. Good crowd here for the Bedford folks. Of course, it's just down, we're just up the road from them. Steele High, not many over in the far side bleachers. But to how much fun is it when you send that home team packing somewhere after leading 17-0 home with a loss? That's what the Rollers hope to do here, spoil things in the second half.
It will be kicked down to the 20-yard line. And it will be returned, and only a short return to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, good coverage there. Koontz picked it up, and he had nowhere to go as soon as he grabbed it. And the Rollers, great coverage. That's how you want to start the second half out defensively. Make a stand, make a statement, maybe even cause a turnover. But start picking up a little of that adrenaline and start making the stops you need to make.
First down and 10 for Bedford here, leading 17-0. First play of the second half. Three receivers to the left. Swain going to keep it. Going up the middle. Juke and jive and find a little bit of a hole and gets out to the 27-yard line.
Yeah, and then had some good lead blocking on that. Those guys were pushing forward. One of those was Wirtz moving through the pile and making that hole. Able to pick up several. They'll move it up to the 27.
Second down and 3. Swaim in the backfield. He'll be the quarterback. Nave to his right. Three receivers on the right side. Will it be Convoy right? There's the snap. That is the play. They're all going to the right, but Steele High gets in there. And
got a face mask,
yeah,
too.
Some hands up high. Swaim goes down at the 25-yard line, but you could see all the hands going high there.
And it's a shame because they ran that short side of the field. Excellent coverage. He was not going to get outside. Had two, three bodies in there, but someone got that hand up just a little bit high and got some of the mask.
They're talking about it, probably figuring out whether or not it's 5 or 15 here.
Well, we'll find out from the official again.
They call it the personal foul. That's personal foul variety. That's going to be a 15-yard pickup.
Well, we had a working mic in the first half. I guess the official doesn't have it here in the second half.
Guess not. So another penalty against the Rollers. I have six penalties, 45 yards for Seal High. Bedford, I still have a zero. No penalties in the ballgame. Two receivers to either side here for the Bison. Swain claps the hands. It's going to be a quick throw out, and that is Tidro, who gets it, and Fuller gets all of him as soon as he caught the football. Nothing on the game or on the completed pass.
Yeah, kind of like a slip screen. Fuller able to bust through Horn, who was trying to make a little bit of a block on the near side. That did not help whatsoever. And as he tried to get that and get a little block and cut to the inside, great stop.
Second down and 10 for the Bison at their own 39-yard line.
And that's, you know, making your reads, and Fuller saw that. He saw what the play was and knew right where to cut in.
Two receivers right. Swaim takes the snap, goes right up the middle, runs into the teeth of the Roller defense, and is able to kind of squirt free there to the 45-yard line. Looked like it was going to be stopped there for a gain of three. Instead, it's a gain of six.
And some good containment blocking in there. Stallman, the senior, opening things up for Bedford. That's something now, you know, with a 17-0 lead, and you've got a quarterback who likes to run it, keep that clock ticking. That's something that Bedford and Swaim want to do. You know, work that clock down. Don't give Steel High a lot of time to come back with three scores.
Third down and four. Two receivers right. Big play here for Steel High. Defensively, Swaim running to the left. He's going to have the first down. His forward progress should be just shy of midfield. He only needed to get to the 49. So that's going to be a first down for Bedford.
Yeah, Rollers didn't think he got it, but you and I are almost here on the 50, and we could clearly see he got that forward progress before being driven back. And got some good blocking up front. That center, Bryce Wirtz, just able to get up the field quickly and just move guys out of the way.
It's now first down for Bedford at midfield. Swaim, 16 keepers for 77 yards and has the game's two touchdowns.
Well, the Rollers need a turnover. Swaim is just controlling this game, controlling the offense.
And
get the Rollers to jump.
And you got Padgett to jump across on the hard count, the hard clap. And that's going to be penalty number seven against Steel High.
Just shooting themselves in the foot with all these little ticky-tack penalties and mistakes.
Yeah, and that makes it a first down and five. So Bedford just more than happy to walk this football down the field, get some first downs, chew up the clock.
And that's it. They're playing their style. They're maintaining their possession. They're working clock. And Rollers are just a little flat right now.
8:40 and counting here. 17-0 Bedford leading Steel High. Three receivers to the right. Swaim takes the snap. Low one in trouble, and he is down right away. He looked up, and he had Achilles Cole coming right in on him.
Yeah, Achilles Cole is able to bust through immediately. And, you know, we've seen a few snaps like that coming back to Swaim already. A couple bouncers, a couple soft ones.
Yeah, let's face it. The first play of the game for Bedford, it was a snap way over the head of Swaim. And you thought that, you know, the nerves of Bedford maybe are getting to them here. But ever since then, they
settled down.
They have settled down and have, you know, done what they need to do. Now Swaim's in trouble. He's rolling, getting to the sideline, has to come up to the 50-yard line and gets knocked out of bounds for a short gain on the play.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jacob Wilson of Bedford got away with a block in the back along the near side.
Swaim,
that should have been a penalty.
Swaim was fired up over something, too, at the end of that play, and I think he might be lucky not to get...
Yeah, Rollers brought the heat
there.
Very quick, got right up in the middle. Swaim, great speed, able to get to the outside, outrun a couple guys. But one of those blocks he got on that near side, Wilson blocked a roller in the back and took him out from making a tackle.
The end result of the play was a gain of a couple, gain of three. It's third down and nine at the Steel High 49-yard line. Two receivers to the shallow or left side of the field. Swaim, low snap, takes it, 45, 40, and almost through. Evans just got him by the shoestring or he was gone.
Oh, Jim just got those fingertips on their shoestrings too. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Here's the thing. Every Bedford player, every Bison player has someone. You see them pick up every single person on the line. There is no one that's getting free to make the tackle wherever Swaim is. Everyone is picked up, and it's just a great job by that offensive line and even the receivers to pick a man and move him out of the way.
And Andrew Irby said it in the pregame interview. He said, when there's a one-man show, there's a lot of other guys doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the Bison are doing here. Swaim has to call timeout. Do they give it to him?
Well, I thought he called it before the delay of game. I think he saw he only had a few seconds left.
I thought he had it. I thought he called it at the time.
I think the back judge just called it just because it did go to zero, just to make sure, but they will give him the timeout.
So timeout on the field. We'll step out as well. 6:57 left to play in the third quarter. It is Bedford 17, Steel High nothing. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe congratulates Steel High on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Nate and Shelby Wrights. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner weekdays from 6 a.m. till 7:30 p.m., Saturdays 6 to 2, and Sundays 7 to 2. Takeout and private parties are available. That's the 230 Cafe in High Spire, 717-939-9223.
Well, no points yet here in the second half, but so far mission accomplished for the Bison. They've chewed up a good 5 minutes of the clock here with a 17-0 lead. They've got the football at the Steel High 37-yard line and a fresh set of downs here following the timeout.
Well, yeah, they're using up clock and they're making this harder and harder for the Rollers.
First down and 10, two receivers to either side. Swaim with Nave to his left. Now they'll put the play clock in motion. Swaim will take the snap, looking to throw. Throws, and it's a man wide open, and it's caught by Horn for a gain of about 8 yards. Goes down as he catches it, but it's to the 29-yard line, off the 28.
Yeah, just down a little hitch pattern, and Jim Evans thought he was going to streak it down that right side and was already looking to run down, left him out there in the flats and wide open, just turn around, a little button hook, and there's the football coming in short. Swaim got rid of it very quickly, and even under throwing it, still had it caught.
Second down and a yard. Slot left. I guess you can say wide to the right side. Swaim in the shotgun. Looking for his 20th carry of the game. It will be trying to go up the middle. And he somehow squirts free. And the ball is stripped out. And it is going to be Steel High who comes away with the football. Randy Anderson comes away with the ball for the Rollers. So that's just what Steel High needed to get back in this football game.
We've been waiting for it, waiting for that needed turnover. And Swaim was following his blockers. He was going up the middle and in the pile, and someone got that hand. If it was Anderson, I think Anderson just ripped it out of his hands because we didn't see a ball bounce anywhere. So big break here for the Rollers. Now they got to capitalize on it, and they've got to do it quickly and efficiently. Don't run off this whole quarter. You want to get some points on quickly.
So first and 10 for Steel High at their own 37-yard line. 5:50 to go in the third here. Bedford leading 17-0. There's the push pass to Evans. Cuts right up the middle, fighting forward close to a first down. We'll give him 9 yards.
out to the 46.
And watch, they're going to line up. They're going to start going a little quicker now. They want to use the clock to their benefit quickly, and they're going to line up, run this offense fast.
Hand off. That is to Ross. He's got the first down into Bedford territory at the 46, a gain of 9.
Don't allow the Bison to get set defensively. Keep them off guard. Show different formations quickly and operate quickly. Now they'll look to the side, try to get a new signal for Caesar.
Handoff. That is going to go to Ross again, trying to fight his way off the left side. And he'll get inside the 40. That's another 6 yards for Ross.
That time following Isaiah Garfield, I don't even think Garfield realized he was right behind him. He just kept going and going and pushed to the outside.
Second down and 4 at the Bedford 39-yard line. Rollers trying to move quickly down the field. There's the push pass. That's Fuller. He's in trouble now. He doubles back the other way. He's got some room. Gets across the line of scrimmage, but in the end is only going to get about a yard out of it.
Yeah, Carson Lynch was able to pick him back up over on that far side. A good escape move, and he needed a little bit of a block by Caesar to allow him to go back to the opposite side, but really had nowhere to go on that quick little push pass to the near side. Now brings up a 3rd down and 4, and you're essentially in 4 down territory at this point for Steele High.
So no gain on that play. 3rd and 4 at the 39-yard line. Everybody in tight here for the Rollers. Here's the snap. That is going to go to Caesar. They're going to try to push him forward, and he pushes enough, I think, to get the first down at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's where they go with the smash mouth. You know, line up a trips tight right, everybody in tight, and you just run behind that whole side of the line. Didn't matter how many defenders Bedford put over on that side. They just smashed it over. Now they'll line up that same way on the left side, but still having some issues with calling the play.
See, no, that's not Caesar. That is Evans taking the run, going left side, and gets 6 yards on the carry.
But here's the thing. They're winning that right now in the trenches, and I think you just keep running that right, left, right, left. You know, just line right back up. Don't waste any time on the clock. And until you get stopped on this smash mouth, just keep pounding it down their throat.
Second, they only gave him 3 on that carry to the 37. Now Caesar going to launch it deep, and it is caught.
Touchdown.
Fuller. Touchdown, Steele High.
He just chucked that baby up. Fuller had to come from the sideline. Cut a little bit toward the post, got it down around the 2, and took it in for the touchdown. And that's what we wanted. That's what we talked about. Get the ball back on a turnover, quickly score. They're back in this game.
The Rollers get their first score here with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
How many yard pass was that, Steve?
That was 37 yards on the pass. Here's Hernandez in for the extra point. Hold. Put down, and the kick is up and just had enough to get over the crossbar. So Steele High, they are still alive in this ball game. We'll take timeout. 3 minutes exactly left in the third quarter. It is Bedford 17, Steele High 7. Back after this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Fifth Ward Club of Steelton. They're supporters of the Rollers, and many of the members of the Fifth Ward Club are Steele High graduates, former players, and coaches. They're always happy to promote the Steelton and High Spire communities, and they wish the Rollers good luck. That's from your friends, the Fifth Ward Club in Steelton. Don Fury Construction Incorporated is happy to bring you this playoff game. Don Fury Construction Incorporated can handle all of your building needs, whether it's a new home, addition, or remodeling. They even provide free estimates. Dan and Don Fury and their family congratulate the Rollers and Crusaders on a great season. That's Don Fury Construction Incorporated at 564-4393. PA 7571.
Welcome back. We are at Claysburg Kimmel High School here right along Interstate 99 between Bedford and Altoona. And right now it's Bedford leading Steele High 17-7. But Steele High back in it. Kickoff gets to Koontz, and he is ripped down just across the 20-yard line. Give him the 23, and that's where Bedford will take possession here now, down to a 10-point lead as Steele High marches down the field quickly. 7 plays, 63 yards, 2 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock. 37-yard touchdown pass from Yamir Caesar to Nazir Fuller, and the Rollers are back in this ballgame.
All after stripping that ball out of the hands of Swaim and taking advantage of it. And let that defense stay tenacious like that.
So Swaim back out there with 3 receivers to the right side. Nave is in the backfield with him. Swaim just going to keep it going up the middle, and he is going to be back after a minimal gain, just 1 to the 24-yard line.
And this Roller defense up front starting to try to manhandle a little bit more, not get pushed back, seal up those holes, not giving Swaim anywhere to run, because when he gets that hole, he gets some open area, man, he can just take off. And the Rollers right now trying to tighten things up down there in the trenches, especially with Rivers down in front.
21st carry of the game for Quincy Swaim. He's got 87 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. 3 receivers left side. It's going to be a quick pass. They throw it out. It's caught by Horn. He makes a man miss at the 35. Now still on his feet and out to the 45-yard line.
Well, Fuller just kind of dived at the ankles and took a swipe at it and completely fanned on it and just laid there face down. He knew that he had the guy and didn't make the stop. Now he's upset with himself on the near side.
Gain of 20 out of the 44-yard line.
Look, you got to shake that off. You know, again, Ben, don't break. He knows he had a bad play. He's getting down on himself right now. Wipe it off. Another play's coming up.
Minute and 35 to go in the third quarter here. 17-7, Bedford. Bison with the football at their own 44-yard line. Here's Swaim, takes the snap, goes to the left, gets around the corner, and he is almost tackled, but he somehow got away from Nashawn Ward McMullen, who had him almost by the collar, and I think maybe he just kind of let him go, thinking he was going to get the horse collar penalty, but Swaim just kept going and got a couple extra yards down to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, had him up high, had him from behind, but again, trying to tackle high and just pulling him down, and Swaim stays well-balanced. You're not going to pull him down that way, but there was no containment on that outside that time, and that just allowed Swaim to get out around. Steele High almost drawn offside, but no flag.
Swaim over 100 yards rushing now, and we've got movement up front. That is going to be the right tackle, and that is Christian Stallman, who gets the penalty this time. First penalty against Bedford.
Look at that far side of the few Steele High fans who are here. They're giving the sarcastic applause like, oh, you finally actually called one against them. I don't blame them. I thought there was a block in the back earlier in this quarter they could have called.
That makes it first and 15 back at the 47-yard line for the Bison. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Swaim takes the snap, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped.
And again, that key there, just blocking it up the middle, and Tate was right in there, able to clog things up and get his hands on Swaim and take him down. And that's what you need. Good stop here at midfield. Get the ball back maybe in some good position, because time is not on your side right now when you're down by 10, and we're almost done with the third quarter.
Bedford plays it right. This could be the last play of the third quarter. 3 receivers to the right, 1 left. Swaim takes the snap, looking to throw. That's a quick pass that's caught by Horn, and he is tackled immediately for a gain of only 2 yards. Good tight coverage there. Randy Anderson made the stop.
Caesar was also in on that, but the thing is they're still giving up a lot of room on these passes. They're not playing up front in your face type coverage. They're lagging off just a little bit. And that will be the end of the third.
So. Yep, final seconds of the third quarter will tick off the clock, so we'll take timeout. Our score after three, it is Bedford 17, Steel High 7. Back with the fourth quarter. After this, you're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Steelton American Legion Post 420 is open daily noon till midnight. The kitchen hours are 3 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 6 p.m. with the Sunday ticket. Serving veterans in the community since 1919, the Steelton American Legion Post 420, located at 1860 South 19th Street across from UPS. Their number is 717-939-0390. Go Rollers!
Jazzland, located at 1922 Walnut Street in Harrisburg, is a proud Steel High supporter. Jazzland is open 7 days a week, starting at 11 a.m. each day. The kitchen is open Tuesday through Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. with a variety of menu items. Jazzland is a friendly place where you can enjoy your friends and enjoy the nightlife, and the jukebox is still kicking. That's Jazzland, located on Walnut Street in Harrisburg.
Welcome back, Claysburg Kimmel High School. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach. 17-7, Bedford leading Steel High. Here with one quarter to go, Bedford has got the football. Here with a third down and 12.
Just a light mist coming down, Steve, and Bedford's going against the wind here in this fourth quarter.
Third and 12, Swaim with three receivers to the left, one to the right. Puts the hands together, and now he's back looking to throw. Throws across the middle, and it is incomplete. Looking to get it to Gabe Taylor, but it was broken up by Evans.
Yeah, laid a good smackdown on him coming in there. That kind of a dangerous throw, too. Had kind of defenders on both sides of him, and now we're going to see a punt.
Pedro back to punt. Evans back to receive for Steel High. By the way, up at Mansfield, halftime, Troy tacked another one on before halftime. 25-7 is the halftime score up there in favor of the number one ranked team in the state in Double A. And there's a...
That's a shank.
That is a shank. It goes out of bounds. I mean, at least it eliminated the threat of return, but it's going to be out at the 30-yard line, so they don't net very much. Only a 14-yard net punt there.
I thought it went out even further up. He's marking it. He's marking it down around the 23. I'm going to disagree. That went out closer to the 28 or 30. Man, he did not walk that off very well whatsoever. That ball went flying off to the far right.
So it's at the 23-yard line. Steel High, nice drive the last time they had the football. Here at their own 23-yard line. And in motion is Evans going to the far side, handoff. That's going to be Ross. Has a hole, has 10, has 13 before being thrown back. They throw him back after a 14-yard gain at the 37-yard line.
But Ross very cognizant that he knows Bedford's going after that ball, too, while he's trying to get those extra yards. Double hands over that ball, holding it strong, and quickly they bounce back the snap on this.
Yeah, Caesar picks it up, though, on the run, headed to the sideline. The far sideline gets out of bounds. Oh, and he gets hit late. That's going to be 15 against Bedford.
Oh, yeah. I do not know what I think that was Owen Tedrow was doing, but he went over to the far sideline. This kind of just jumped out, stood outside, and it's not like it was late hit. It was way late.
It was way late. That was the easiest flag of the night.
Yeah, that'll be an easy 15 there for the Rollers to move that across midfield now. Yeah, I don't know what Tedrow was thinking on that one. So that's a good break for the Rollers. Quickly gets them to the 45 of Bedford.
So to the Bison 45-yard line. Quickly, the Rollers into plus territory with 11:23 to go.
And trailing by 10, here's 17-7, early in the fourth. Handoff, that will be up the middle, Evans, and he is stuffed.
Stuffed indeed. Jacob Wilson, the 6'1 senior. He just met him, said hello, and hey, have you met our turf here? He put him down quick.
Second down and 10. He'll shift in a bunch of guys. Caesar in the gun. Everybody in tight in the formation here. A couple of receivers and extra blockers. It's going to be a handoff. And it's coming around to George. And he is going to be strung out. And Kuntz makes the tackle after a gain of just 1 yard for Jayshon George.
Yeah, Kuntz has been doing a nice job at guarding that edge, making sure no one's getting out around. And that time, George did all he could, turning the burners on, but really never found a good place to cut it upfield. That brings up a 3rd and 9. Now you got to make something happen here with a big play.
Two receivers to the left. Evans comes in motion that way. Now he'll stop. And then motion now to the right side. Caesar back to throw. Toss it. Caught by Evans. He has hands on him. He tries to scoot forward for what he can. Does a good job of getting about 3 extra yards out of that. But it's short of the first down. It'll be a 4th and 4.
And you got to go for it here. You're at the 39-yard line. 4th down and 4. I mean, heck, you got to go for it, especially when you went for it on 4th down on your own 15 early in the game.
Yeah, no doubt there. But here's Caesar. Everybody's in tight here, and we've got a timeout taken. It's going to be Steel High.
They're going to talk about it.
Talks about it. So we will step out as well. 9:31 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Bedford 17, Steel High 7. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. On behalf of the President, Tom Acri, and Vice President Bill Falcone, the officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their number is 717-939-9123, and they're on Facebook. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
.31 left in the fourth quarter here at Claysburg Kimmel High School. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach with you, with Bedford leading Steel High 17-7. Again, the winner of this game will go on to the quarterfinals next week. Probably going to play Troy, the Trojans, the number one ranked team in the state in 2A. They are up 25-7 on Warrior Run. That game at halftime, the last we have scored. But here it's a 4th and 4 for the Rollers. Evans comes in motion in front of Caesar. Caesar takes the snap, rolling. He's going to look to throw. He just two-hand push passes it, and it's incomplete. He was looking to get it down to Fuller. No, I'm sorry, that's Evans down there.
But he slipped.
Yeah, he slipped on the turf, but Caesar was going to run it, but he saw that he could not get it, so he had to do something with it, and he just pushed it. I don't blame him for the attempt.
No, and he was open, too. That's the thing. Yeah. He slipped down as that ball was coming towards him. It was a good play, well guarded, almost intercepted because of the slip. But now the Roller defense has got to make some quick stops here, get that football back early in this fourth quarter, trailing by 10.
It's going to be 3 receivers to the right side of the formation. Swaim is the quarterback. He'll have Nave to his left in the backfield. He'll set. Here's Swaim. Scoots to the left and will be tackled from behind for a gain of 4 yards out to the 43.
Had some blocking over there by Nave on that left side. Yeah, this is what he does. He just gashes you for 3 or 4 or 5 every time he runs it. You know, there's been a couple times in this game where the Rollers have been able to get to him a lot quicker and not allow something, but he's just so elusive that when you think you got him, he just gets away and gets that first.
And he's got a quick boost. Like he goes from zero to full speed in not very much time. Here he's going to take the snap and go right up the middle. Gets the first down across midfield into Steele-High territory at the 46-yard line.
And Luciano that time just happened to just lean over and had to dive at the ankles and take him down there. That hole opened quickly, and then, like you said, 0-60 in 1 second, and he's through that line fast.
Gain of 11 there. He's up to 116 yards on that, his 25th carry of the game. But more importantly for Bedford, the time keeps on ticking.
Yeah, no need to rush. They're taking their time. Got the play clock down to 7. Use it up.
Three receivers right side. First and 10 at the Steele-High 46-yard line for Bedford. Swaim up the middle, runs into the line, and somehow bounces away from it and ends up diving at the end close to the first down.
It's almost like he's got, you know, grease on him because he's just pulling off guys. Strong, powerful, and just moves right through them. And again, just keeps getting the yardage. This kid is tough. But look, you know they're going to work this clock. They don't want to throw. So you've got to cheat up a little bit more and play for the runs here.
Low snap, and it's going to be handed off, or either Horn picked it up himself. Not sure, but he goes forward and gets enough for the first down. Give him a 3-yard run.
Moves the chains, keeps the clock ticking. Something you don't want to happen when you're the roller defense. You know, is this all going to come back to that going for, you know, fourth down at your own 15? Is it going to be that onside kick that bounced back to him? There's so many little things that happened there in that first half.
Well, that's a chain reaction. And that the fourth down debacle there cost them 10 points because the kickoff never happens if they don't kick the field goal.
That's right.
There's a low snap again. It's going to get to Horn. Hand it off from Swaim this time, but Horn's going to lose a yard on the carry.
Yeah, just there's a little questionable decision, or one questionable decision has such a major impact on this game.
And you don't know what the play call is. Maybe it was a quick kick, but Caesar saw something that that triggered him to just try to keep it and go for it. It's hard to say.
Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard, 5A McDevitt leading Mechanicsburg 26-14 in the start of the fourth.
Yeah, start of the fourth quarter in that one. Second down, 11. Swaim takes the snap up the middle. Big burst, big hole, he's gone. Touchdown, Bedford, 35-yard touchdown run for Quincy Swaim, his third of the day on his 27th carry. He has got 160 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and the offensive line parted the Red Sea on that. You could have driven a truck through it. They just went right, left, and boom, a big hole opens up, and there was no one in the middle, and that's why I'm a little surprised. You know, you're not cheating a few more guys trying to shoot those gaps, shoot those holes. Right there was a giant one, and no one was standing in the middle of it.
So Horn in to tack on an important extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick on the way, and we've got a 3-possession game. We'll take timeout. 5:44 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Bedford 24, Steele-High 7. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving the area since 1979. Fortney Printing is a full-service printer doing catalogs, brochures, letterhead, newsletters, promotional products, and more. Fortney Printing congratulates the Rollers on a great season. That's Fortney Printing, online at fortneyprinting.com or 717-939-6422.
Well, the Rollers are in deep trouble now. 5:44 left to go in the fourth. 24-7 Bedford in front here. And it's a 3-score game, so the Rollers are going to have to
score, get a turnover, onside kick, something here if they want to continue their season.
And don't forget, we've got LVC football tomorrow, LVC and Albright, 12:45 of the airtime here on WMSS. And then this winter, a full season of Middletown boys and girls basketball for you. And at GoDutchman.com, we'll have LVC basketball starting in January.
And Steel High not on Middletown's schedule this year. Am I correct?
That's correct.
That? Yeah. Because of the division realignment. Here is Fuller breaking a tackle, still on his feet, and gets knocked out of bounds all the way across midfield to the Bedford 41-yard line.
Well, yeah, they need that miracle comeback. You're down by 17 points, 5:33 to go. You need quick scores, quick turnovers, quick scores. I mean, that's the only way you're going to come back and win this game. Nice return there to get you across the midfield and get you in good position. But again, you're going to need quick scores right now. You cannot use much of that clock. You've got to run this offense at this point like you're down to, you know, the final minute of the game.
5:33 on the clock. Steel High has two timeouts left. They haven't used one there in the third quarter. So here's first down at the Bedford 41-yard line. Caesar looking to throw. Chucks it over the head of Evans, incomplete.
Yeah, throwing just a little off balance, going to his left. Almost got a side arm swiped it out there and just wasn't on the mark. I don't know if he would have gotten much if he had caught that anyhow. So it may have been better that he didn't get it.
Second down and 10. 5:29 on the clock. Again, it's 24-7, Bedford leading the defending single-A state champions. Caesar, empty backfield, will toss. It's a slip screen. It's caught by Nazir Fuller, trying to make men miss. 25-yard line, still on his feet, 20-15, and down to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, nice slip screen. Get that receiver. Get him with some other wide receivers in front of him to lead the way and get that quick pass across the middle that time.
28 on that pass play.
They're moving it quickly, which is what they've got to do.
First and 10. Caesar keeps it himself, trying to get around the corner on the left side, and he is not going to get to the edge because that edge is protected by Carson Lynch, who just wrapped Caesar up and just brought him straight down.
Yeah, Lynch almost like the rock body slam on that side. Just pick him up like a WWE wrestler and put him back over. Again, rollers here are lined up, but they're waiting for that call from the sideline. They've got to be faster. They're letting the clock tick down to 4:28. Can't let that do that.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Oh, that's going to be George in motion. We've got flags thrown.
So now you're going to get a penalty against you. You blew a lot of time trying to get that play set up. Didn't know what you wanted to run there. And that cost them time, cost them yards.
That'll march it back five to the 18-yard line.
This Bedford team has had a great game plan coming into this. It's uncharacteristic that you see Steel High in this type of a situation in this game.
Second and 15, football back at the 18-yard line now. Caesar directing his offensive players where he wants them. Now there's the snap. Cox the arm now has to roll, running to the right side, looking downfield, and will just chuck it out of bounds. Incomplete.
Yeah, it was looking, but George kind of gave up his route and was tangling up with the defensive back over on the right sideline. No one else was down there on that right side where Caesar was running. So, you know, him throwing back against the grain to anyone would have just kind of put it out there for a possible interception. As the late rain is still coming down, he's got a little bit of a breeze to his back. And a crucial third down coming up here.
Third down and 15 at the 18-yard line of Bedford. Rollers on the wrong side of the scoreboard here. It's 24-7 with 3:46 left in the clock. There's the snap. This is not Caesar throwing it, but it is going to be tossed, and it's going to be intercepted in the end zone. That was thrown by Jace Jones.
And it's Swaim. Who else?
Yeah.
Swaim, three touchdowns in this game, and now a big interception to really lock this game up for the Bison. This kid's he's the real deal.
Yeah, third interception on the year for Quincy Swaim. I'll move it out to the 20-yard line. And with 3:40 to go, they're just a couple first downs away from earning a trip to the PNAA quarterfinals, likely to meet the Trojans of Troy. Here's Swaim, three receivers right side, but it's just going to be Swaim keeping it himself, trying to go up the middle, steal high, not fooled by anything there, and Swaim's going to be stopped for a loss of two.
Yeah, and again, it's all going to come back to that fourth down call from your own 15 that really changed the face of this game.
Yeah, that was a huge play. It was a 10-point swing because they got the field goal and the resulting pinball kick that they got, and then went down and got the score and with 6 seconds left in the half. So yeah, that was a 10-point swing just on that one decision. And that hurts. And they're down by 17. So basically this game is pretty much over here. Is Swaim just gonna run it to the left side? And gets to the 19, give him three on the carry.
Now a late flag, a little extracurricular afterwards. You know, he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, but the biggest thing is, you know, he's letting that play clock tick down all the way down to the last second or two. And, you know, they're just using up the clock. This game we mentioned in the first half was going very, very fast, and that's just how it is. And the Bison have used the clock. They've used their presence to, you know, just keep moving the chains, take their time, very methodical in their approach to the game using Swaim. And he's been able to take advantage of it and take advantage of those two mistakes that Steele High made there at the end of the second quarter.
Finally, you're going to get the call here, maybe. Is it going to be Bedford's backing up like it's against them, so I'm guessing this is going to be personal foul.
Nope.
No. They're moving it forward.
Well, they're all moving.
Number six on the defense.
So they're calling Randy Anderson for the penalty. And he has been disqualified from the game as well.
That's going to move it up 15 yards. That's going to be a first down.
Look, and with what's taking place in this game, you don't want to, you know, take away from what this team has done this season. You know, the Irbys left last season, the two brothers, everyone thought, oh, they're not going to have anything coming back next year. And they did. And they won the district championship in double A instead of single A and making it here a great season for the Rollers. But this was just not their night with a couple of bad decisions. And yeah, give credit to Bedford. A kid named Quincy Swaim who just knows how to beat the tar out of you.
Yeah, nobody would have had the Rollers at 10-2 here, district champions. With all that they lost last year, they you know, you mentioned the Irbys, but there are a lot of other guys that they lost from that team. I think it was 15 starter holes they had to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those guys started both ways. And you know, not much was thought of Steele High. I mean, you know, they're always going to have athletes out there on the field, and it took them a little bit to put things together. They lost early in the season to Juniata. They did tie Juniata for the conference championship in the Capital Division,
Lost to Susquehanna Township, a much bigger school.
And Andrew Irby does such a great job, you know, reloading, filling in the positions that he needs as we still have another stoppage out there on the field. Of course, Andrew Irby was inducted this past summer into the Capital Area chapter of the PA Sports Hall of Fame, so congratulations to him on that. He's a Delaware Valley product. He played at Steele High. And successful.
I'm trying to reset the game clock, but they are.
It was at 2:33 a few moments ago, but let's see what they put it back at. Yeah, 2:33. So they'll reset at that. But Andrew Irby again. Yeah, what a great job he's done with this program over the years, and all the assistants with him, and those who from the community also help out, making sure these guys get fed after practices, before and after games, and so on. You know, the Steelton High Spire community does such a great job at making sure their athletes are taken care of.
So first down for Bedford here after the penalty, if they got the clock straightened out here. And just look for Swain to keep it. He will do so. Nice spin move to get away from the first guy, but was the ball out?
Ball came out. Question is, was he down or not? They're not indicating it's roller ball yet. Now they give it to him.
Yeah.
I thought he was down because he hit down and he kind of rolled, did a quick little spin down, but maybe that ball was still loose in his hands. That was on the far side of the field. We don't have a good vision of that, but hey, the Rollers are going to get it back with a minute 53 to go, but they're down by 17 points. Astronomical odds of coming back on this.
Yeah, I think the next gen stats would would be at 99 yeah. point what here. So first down for Steele High at the Bison 35. Caesar will just chuck it into triple coverage and it's picked off.
Yeah, triple coverage. Threw it right down the near side. This time it's going to be picked off by Chase Bauman. We've seen a lot of action in this, and now you know it's over. Because Bedford's going to get it back. And what a great game they've played. They've stuck to their game plan, and they've executed it quite well. A few turnovers in this game by the Rollers, but mostly hurt by going for it on fourth down at their own 15 in that second quarter. Just kind of put them behind the eight ball after that.
So first down for the Bison. It looks like they're just going to kneel on it.
Yeah, they're just letting that play clock tick down with
the clock's not running.
Oh, that's
so
true. It's
why
not.
Would you do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, why are they why are they taking their time? I think they're going to call a timeout here.
I guess. I have no idea.
Now they're resetting it all. We're going to get a timeout for the Rollers.
Timeout, Steele High.
Yep.
That's their second timeout.
So the second timeout for the Rollers. Well, hey, look. Thanks again to our sponsors. The American Legion Post 420. And Lisa, thank you. Our good friend Don Bowers from Jazzland. Long time Steele High. Proud sponsor and alumnus. Fifth Ward Club. Jamie Dibler and all the folks up there. Michael Foote and Sons Contractors. Good friends down at 230 Cafe, Shelby and Nate. Fortney Printing. Fred, Karen, Sharon, all the folks over there at Fortney. Our good friends Dan and Don Fury, Fury Construction, Tom Ackery, and all the fine folks down at the Steelton Italian Club. I've never eaten in the Steelton Italian Club. I have to call Tom, have him invite me in sometime. Taste some of that good food in there at the Steelton Italian Club. And all those folks, make sure you patronize them and make sure you support them and thank them for bringing you this game. I wish it would have been a better game for you. We've brought you some great ones over the years from Steele High and some of their championships and playoff games, last-second victories. No second victories left on the clock. We've done that, but you know this one here, unfortunately, is not going their way.
Yeah, who could forget that 2020 game up at Old Forge?
Oh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
That was a crazy
game. You go back to our Facebook page and go back, what year was that, a few years ago, and go back, you can find it.
Yeah, that was Alex Irby as a freshman finding Mekhi Flowers in the very back of the end zone up at Old Forge.
And he went on to win the state championship.
Yep, it was an untimed down at the end of the game to win that 39-36.
Now the officials blow the whistle again. Now all of a sudden the officials don't know what they're going to do. And
that's a penalty against Bedford.
All right.
As we say, whatever.
Yeah, mark it back.
Takes it down back to the 3-yard line, and they'll they're just running out of room here to kneel on the ball.
We'll get down to feet, and then we'll get down to inches after that.
So they're probably going to have to run an actual play here, but you know who's going to have it in his hands. It's going to be Swaim, the quarterback. There's a snap. Oh, no, they're going to hand it off. Actually, they hand it off to Nave, and he is going to be end up back in the end zone, but his forward progress made it out to the 4-yard line. So give him 1 yard on the carry.
Mentioned we'll be on the air tomorrow, 12:45 with the air time, 1 o'clock kickoff. WMSS, WMSSFM.com, the TuneIn app, and also at GoDutchman.com. You'll be able to see Lebanon Valley College final game of the regular season hosting Albright. Could be the last time they ever meet Albright. Yeah, no one knows for sure. There's some financial problems going on at Albright, and who knows if that university is going to be sticking around much longer in the future. So who knows if this could be the last meeting between the two.
So let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. This game is probably going to finish ahead of almost every other game. So we'll just take care of this now. Other 2A game in this section of the bracket, Troy up on Warrior Run 39-7. That's late in the third quarter. It's going to be Troy and Bedford next week. 3A, District 3 championship game. It's a shootout. Bermudian Springs Trinity tied at 27 after 3. 4A, semifinals in District 3, Lampeter Strasburg leading Twin Valley 31-13. That was pretty much over. Wyomissing takes on West York tomorrow. 5A, Exeter all over Conestoga Valley 41-14. Conestoga Valley undefeated, but probably not anymore. We'll go over the other ones here in a moment. Here's Swaim taking the snap. He'll hand it off, and that is going to be just a couple yards there for, I think that was Nave again.
Yeah.
He got it. But give him just a yard. And it's a fourth down. No timeouts left, so they'll probably take it down and have to punt it away here. Going back to the scoreboard, other 5A game, Bishop McDevitt leading Mechanicsburg. That is under 5 minutes to go now. McDevitt up 12. It's 26-14. 6A game, Harrisburg still with a 21-14 lead over Manheim Township. That's late in the third quarter. And the other 6A game is Wilson leading Central York after 3, 21-17. Central York kicking a field goal in the third. Single A, we're going to have our district champion, DeLone Catholic, at 9-2 on the season. They'll play Belmont Charter, who is 5-5. That's down at the Germantown Supersite tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So that's all the scores that we're going to have. Timeout taken by Bedford here, and we'll...
You know, and this is a situation, Steve, where instead of trying to punt it, and especially in bad field position, you just step out of the back of the end zone. Something you might want to consider talking about doing.
I don't do that if I'm Bedford. Reason being, you're up by 17. If you step out of the end zone, it's a 15-point game, so now it's only two possessions.
That's
so
true. But you don't want it blocked, and you don't want a short punt just out to, like, the 30 and a quick return for a touchdown either.
Yeah, but I'd punt it. Because if you step out of the end zone, that is one possession that's out. You know, Steel High would only need two possessions, and you're going to kick it off to them. So I would still kick it.
Me personally, I'd have him just dilly-dally in the back, hold it tight, and then just step out of the back. That's me. especially when we saw Steel High go for it on fourth down at their own 15.
You say the winner of this gets Troy.
I don't want to give it to them. Yes. I think you're bet for you do that.
Snap, and there's the shanked punt.
Yeah.
It goes.
This time it goes out around the 20. That's the second shank in a row. He marks at the 20. It went out clearly at the 20-yard line.
It went out.
It's the same guy,
that.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's not even close.
He is not marking these well when they go out of bounds.
Yeah, that was like the 20, 21-yard
line. Wow, that was bad.
It definitely hit, and it hit the ground. It hit the ground.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Not that it means anything,
no, it does
but
not.
Still.
But, yeah.
You know, get that call right.
So 50 seconds left, Steel High with it at the 25 of Bedford. Here's Caesar running, trying to get around the edge on the right side, finds the sideline, knocked out for a gain of just 2.
Stops the clock at 43 seconds. Now you want to say, look, you just got to put it in the air real quick here, but that hasn't worked. Every time he's done so, he's throwing it into double, triple coverage, and he's gotten picked off. And you can go with a shorter slant or a quick sideline or a slip screen type thing and hope that you're going to get some blocking behind it. But Bedford's done such a great job at keeping the defense on that and making sure no one gets open.
Caesar looking to throw into the end zone, and it's incomplete. We've got flags, and we've got pretty much a brawl back here all the way to the 40-yard line, as I know Owen Horn ended up slung to the ground way back behind the play.
Now the clock's at 37 seconds. I don't know what happened back here. I didn't see it. I'm going to guess that we're just going to get a typical hold. Who knows? Or just some extracurriculars down there with there's a lot of pointing going on.
Yamir Caesar going to be replaced here by Jace Jones.
Yeah, they're pointing at James Evans about some stuff. He's holding his arm out like, hey, what the heck? Yeah, this is getting ridiculous here with these last few minutes.
Personal foul. Illegal block below the waist. Number 51, number 54. That'll be a 10-yard penalty, 15-yard penalty.
So it was Evans and it was Garfield. Low blocks. They'll mark it back 10.
15.
Oh, I'm sorry, 15.
Yeah, he said both. He called two players for a penalty. And then said 10, 15 yards. I don't know. So it's going to be second and a lot here. Back at the 37-yard line, 37 seconds on the clock here. In Bedford, well on the way. Here's Jones with a pass. It is caught by Fuller at the 15-yard line. Breaks the tackle. 10, 5, and tackled at the, they're going to call him down, 6-yard line.
Yeah, and Swaim was the one who got him. Great job. He saw that ball was going to be underthrown to the middle in a lot of traffic, and Fuller just made his way to the middle quickly. The clock is at 28 seconds. They're going to quickly line up.
5-yard line. Caesar back in there. He'll run. He's trying to get to the edge. Now cuts back. Has to come back across the whole length of the field. Now cuts up the middle and gets into the end zone for the touchdown with 17 seconds left.
Yeah, there was nothing over on the right. He was contained there and said, okay, well, hopefully everyone left the other side. I'll go back there and see what happens. And by darn, it was open.
So it makes it 24-13 here with 17 seconds left. They'll bring in Hernandez for, well,
still
or well, will they?
Two possessions with 17 seconds to go.
And they're just going to line up to go for 2. Evans is going to be at quarterback, and they are totally... Oh, Fuller has to go out with an equipment problem. That's what's going on here. Well, I'll say Seal High has no timeouts left. So.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So Fuller has to go out. They have to find somebody who wants to come in. Anybody come in?
Well, someone snuck in.
Yeah, somebody.
Or else they had one too many out there.
Here's Evans. He's going to run it, and he gets in for the two-point conversion. So Evans gets the run.
And now a late flag thrown again afterwards. This game was super fast up until the last few minutes.
Yeah, maybe I should recompile the scoreboard. we've had way too much time here.
Whatever it is, it's going to be assessed on the kickoff with 17 seconds to go. 24-15, Bedford leading the Rollers. So they'll put this on the kickoff. And
again, Bedford will go on to play Troy next week, probably somewhere up by Troy, either Mansfield or Towanda or something like that.
Late fourth quarter, seeing McDevitt still leading Mechanicsburg 26-14. The Wildcats had an unbeaten season in Mechanicsburg, but Bishop McDevitt, just too much for him tonight. So McDevitt most likely, barring them having a meltdown late, should be headed to the district championship next week. And the Roller season will end. They will end their year at 10-3, but still their fifth straight District 3 championship.
Yeah, that's
a great season for them.
First time they have done that, win five district championships in a row. Usually you get that good, super good class.
Yeah.
And you can run off three or four district championships in a row, but this group extended that past this class that they had, graduate last year. And again, lots of credit to Andrew Irby and his staff for putting this team, together with a lot of holes they had to fill. And, and a guy that, I don't know, set all kinds of state records at the quarterback position, and a lot of other guys that were top quality types that you had to replace. And they stumbled in that Juniata game, got beat by a bigger school in Susquehanna Township. And other than that, they were pretty dominant this year in the rest of the games that they played. Great shootout with Lion Mountain as the onside kick is recovered by Bedford, so they'll just be able to put one knee down and take the victory. But that game against Lion Mountain, that was a crazy 43-40 game where Steel High won. Just a back-and-forth affair in that one. And then really they blew out everybody late in the season. Beat Upper Dauphin 34-14 and then Lancaster Catholic 36-7 in the District 3 final. But they're going to bow out here as Swaim will put one knee down, and that is it. They'll run over to the sideline and celebrate in front of their home fans here at Claysburg Kimmel High School. Our final score, it was Bedford 24, Steel High 15. We'll be back with the post-game stats and wrap-up. You're listening to Roller Football on WMSS.
Michael Foot Contractors and Sons is happy to bring you the Steel High game. Michael Foot is a 1979 graduate of Steel High. His company does kitchens, bathrooms, basement remodeling, windows and doors. They also do residential service calls on faucets, hot water heaters, and electrical repairs. That's Michael Foot Contractors and Sons at 717-903-3333. Contractor number 08455.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, Sam Kostoff, our studio producer. 24-15 Bedford eliminates the Steel High Rollers from the PIAA state playoffs. And Steve has your final statistics.
All right, first we'll take a look at Steel High on the ground. Jerome Ross, leading rusher, 9 carries, 66 yards. Amir Caesar, 10 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown. It was
Jim Evans, 7 for 27. Jason George, 4 for 11. Nazir Fuller, 2 for 8. And Sean Ward McMullen, 2 for 7. Receiving, Fuller, 5 catches, 99 yards and a touchdown. Evans, 3 for 24. Passing, Caesar was 7 for 11, 90 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Jace Jones, 1 for 2 for 32 yards and an interception. Team totals for the Rollers, 34 carries, 160 yards, 122 through the air, 282 yards of total offense here for the Rollers tonight. On the other side for Bedford on the ground, Quincy Swaim, 30 carries from the quarterback position, 160 yards, 3 touchdowns. Treg Knave, 4 for 7. Owen Horn, 2 for 2. Receiving, it was Gabe Taylor, 1 for 44. Owen Horn, 3 for 32. Tedro 2 for 5, and A.J. Coons 1 for 12. Quincy Swaim throwing was 7 for 10, 93 yards in the ballgame. Team totals for Bedford, 36 carries, 166 yards on the ground, 93 through the air, 259 yards of total offense in the ballgame. Scoring recap, midway through the second quarter, Swaim 2-yard touchdown run, Horn's extra point made it 7-0. Then the critical part of this game and where the Rollers let this one slip away, they went for it on a 4th-and-3 from their own 14-yard line, only got 1 yard. The defense came out and stopped Bedford in 3 plays, and they had to settle for a field goal. But on the ensuing kickoff, after it was 10-0 at that point, after the ensuing kickoff, it bounced right off of one of the upmen for Steel High, and then right back into the hands of one of the Bedford players, and then they cashed in on a great play from Swaim downfield to Taylor as he had hands on him going out of bounds, just chucked it up for grabs, and Taylor took it down to the 4. Swaim takes it in with 6 seconds left in the half, and it was 17-0 at halftime. Steel High came out. Third quarter did what they needed to do. They got the football back. 3 minutes left. Nazir Fuller, a 37-yard touchdown reception from Caesar, made it 17-7 with 3 minutes to go in the third. But that was really as close as this game was going to be, as Bedford got another touchdown with 5:44 left to go in the fourth quarter. Swaim on a 35-yard touchdown run made it 24-7. Steel High got one late. Amir Caesar, a 5-yard touchdown run. Evans ran into 2-point conversion. And that's our final points here tonight from Claysburg Kimmel High School, where Bedford defeats Steel High 24-15.
All right, thanks again to all our sponsors. Thanks to you for tuning in out there. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow with college football. Lebanon Valley College hosting Albright 12:45 with the airtime. And then we'll be seeing you during the basketball season. Once again, our final score here at Claysburg Kimmel High School. It's Bedford 24, Steel High 15. For Sam Kostoff and Steve Leedy, I'm John Wilsbach, thanking you for joining us here on WMSS.
Been listening to Steel High Playoff Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Steelton Italian Club, Jazzland, Stilton American Legion 420, Fury Construction, Fifth Ward Republican Club, 230 Cafe, Michael Foote and Sons Construction, and Fort Meade Printing. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and WMSSFM.com.